Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Finally, it is on. Thursday night football, yeah. It was a game for a little while, sure. It was nice to have the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans, a team America loves to hate for whatever reason, because they hate Bill O'Brien, they hate somebody that makes tough decisions, and they hate somebody that doesn't pay everyone and just cowtail down to professional athletes and does things a little bit unconventionally. It's been largely successful. Yeah, we are back. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, I'll be there, and it's the first home game that I've been to, I think, since the 2017 season, I think. I'm pretty sure I went to a game in 2017, either because it was a preseason game, I'm not sure, I don't remember the game itself, they all just kind of meld in together, or because we had a scheduling commitment, you know, with like the Nationals and the Capitals or whatever it was, and I didn't have to do a post-game show. And it just happened to fall on the right day. Because the last couple of years, I've been doing the post-game show immediately after the final gun, or sometimes even sooner than that, depending on the blowout nature of the game. So I've been on the air, and the old Redskins, the current Washington football team organization, you know, obviously we didn't have the broadcast rights to the game. They didn't want us doing a show from there. And that's fine. I understood that. I get it. Trust me, I was not missing that much by not going to FedEx Field. Trust me. Okay? I get it. But there's something about going back there tomorrow. There's something about our trip there about a week and a half ago for the what people were calling a scrimmage. It really wasn't a scrimmage. It was a practice. There's something about being in that stadium, even though it's not a great experience and it's not a great stadium, that just, I don't know, it makes you feel a little bit different. It makes you feel a little bit different than what you're used to. And then what maybe I've been able to experience just by going to practice. And maybe what I've been able to experience by watching, you know, the last, because they don't make the playoffs, 32 whatever games it is, plus on television, 30-plus games, let's call it, you know, in a radio studio and having to do a radio show and write and what all that stuff. Even though tomorrow is going to be a very, very, very different and surreal experience, even from what some of us were able to experience last Monday, which was, you know, again, the all one team. Now you have another team. And oh, by the way, now this game counts. And oh, by the way, this game is, you know, going to be broadcast all over the place. Yeah, clearly it'll get absorbed, you know, by the other games going on. But the point of the matter is, this is real tomorrow. So I got to be honest with you. For all the criticism that everyone has of FedEx Field, and I don't have the same criticisms because, you know, again, my experience is a little bit different than yours. And I get that. So I try hard to remember that and not overly complain about FedEx Field because you guys have it really hard. You know, it's not the best stadium for media, I'll be honest with you. Of course. But it's not horrible in any way, shape, or form. At least I don't view it. I mean, it's not great, but it's not horrible. Right? So I try not to overly complain about what we don't get because I realize what you guys don't get is a whole lot more. But there is something to be said for going back out to the old concrete jungle and watching a football game that matters. And I realize that as I say this, the thing that makes me sad, even among, you know, being a little bit fired up and being intrigued by how it will all visually look, I feel bad that zero fans are going to be able to be there. Zero. And when you look around and you see 16,000 at Arrowhead the other night, even though it was only 16,000, and you're going to see maybe 16 or 17,000 in Jacksonville tomorrow for the Indianapolis Colts and the Jaguars, maybe. I don't know if they can get 16,000 out there, but they're allowed to. And when you get a sprinkling in Cleveland, week three, I think they can have like a maximum of 6 or 7,000 in Cleveland when the Washington football team goes there. I kind of feel bad now in hindsight that A, obviously I get to go because, well, you know, it's the job. I mean, I've got a lot of work to do, right? I'm not going to be having fun and kicking back and having a beer and a hot dog, but I feel bad that there are some places, right, and some cities and some stadiums where fans can actually go to games like Kansas City, like Jacksonville, like Cleveland. Now, they're not home this week, but they are next week, and then Washington comes in there in week three, where you can actually go to the game. A select few, but some can actually go to the game and enjoy. And a lot of people love to do that. Why? Because it's camaraderie. It's a feeling that they've always had and looked forward to. It is a different view. It is a different prism. It is a different engagement. It is a different everything. Now, it's a very expensive different, but it is different than watching it on TV from your couch, than watching it on TV from your local watering hole. It is very different. Not to mention the whole tailgating experience, right? I mean, you guys can tailgate, I suppose, out in your front yard. Whoopee! That's awesome. But if you're doing this right with the whole mask thing and social distancing and limiting, you know, gatherings, you're not supposed to even have a couple of buddies over on your couch to watch the game. So I say all that to realize that, you know, number one, I'm fortunate that it's weird because the last couple of years I haven't been to games because of my job. Now, because of my job, I get to go to a game that nobody else gets to go to. You know, and normally we can make all the jokes in the world. Ha 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 ha. Nobody goes to Redskins games anyway. Nobody goes to FedEx Field anyway. And I guess this year would be nobody goes to Washington football team. Well, now, as we all know, it's true. Nobody's allowed to, at least for right now. Now, they've announced the season. That can change, obviously. if Prince George's County, if the state of Maryland relaxes the rules. I don't know exactly what goes into the thought process and the planning process and why they made the decision as early as they did, other than they must have startling numbers of difference from, you know, Kansas City, from Cleveland, from Jacksonville of all places, or it just literally becomes a political thing. And we all know, like, Jacksonville was one of the first places to open back up again and to have people on a beach, and everyone went on the beach and got coronavirus, which was awesome. And then we wonder why we've got to all wear the masks. And then we wonder why everything is 10% of what it used to be on March 1st. And then, you know, and I could do a political stance here and a political show, but I'm not going to do that. The point of the matter is, I feel bad for Washington fans who can't go to a game, even if they want to, and many obviously would. And even the Dirty Eagle fans can't come down 95 and go to a game and take over your stadium, which may be the best part of this, of all of this. It may be. But I feel also bad that because of the coronavirus, and because we can't control it, and because, you know, we have our issues, you guys can't even get together with your buddies if you're doing it right. Now, some of you will. I understand that. I get that. And I'm not encouraging that. As a matter of fact, I'm discouraging that. I'm sitting here saying I feel bad for you, and I wish you could do that, but I'm not telling you to do that. So listen up. I am not telling you to get together with your buddies. I feel bad for you, but I'm telling you to do the opposite. Suck it up, suffer a little bit, so that we can get back to normal life and wear a damn mask. And don't get together with big groups and socially distance and think about somebody other than yourself. But that being said, I still feel bad for you. I still feel bad for you because I realize, again, A, I have a unique opportunity that not many do because of what I do. And B, because in general, I understand football is community. Football is family. Football is friends. Football is about, you know, being with your boys, drinking a cold brew out in the parking lot, grilling up. You know, I was thinking, I was listening to my buddy Tailgate Ted on one of Julie Donaldson's 14,000 shows that they're doing over there. And, you know, Ted's like, I've missed one home game in 21 years. And I had an opportunity to go out to Ted's Hell Barbecue tailgate last year, last late November against Detroit. It was awesome. The community, the fraternity, the friendship, the bond, the food was amazing. All of that. He's like, yeah, I mean, I'm wearing a winner chicken dinner menu or apron, and me and Mrs. Tailgate, who I've never met, but I mean, I'm sure is a lovely, lovely, lovely person and lovely company, are just going to hang out here and watch the game. And I felt awful. I felt awful because we don't even have what Kansas City has, what Jacksonville has, what Cleveland has, what whoever has. And that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15,000 fans in the stands. Again, that's probably the best thing. That's probably the right thing. But it does kind of suck. It sucks that we can't get whatever we need to get under control so that the numbers aren't in our favor, I guess in Prince George's County, in Maryland, so that you guys can go to the game. You think the Washington football team wants no fans there and to make no money? Of course not. This sucks, but everybody has had to make some serious choices, and a lot of people have had to bypass a lot of fun and a lot of money and a lot of opportunities. That sucks, but they've had to do it for the better good, the right cause, the right way. So here's my question to you, and I know I'm ranting and raving, and it's early in the morning, and I apologize. I just, you know, roll out of bed, took a shower, and I had no idea what I was going to talk about, except I knew I was going to talk about football, right? And I'll get into the baseball and a walk-off win for the Nationals and all that. Little NHL, little NBA playoffs. We'll get to it all over the next 3 hours. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That's the toll-free AAA Always On-Call listener line, 800-636-1067. Here's my question to you. What is your plan for game day? How are you going to attack it? Are you going to do anything to make it feel like what you would have done in the past? Are you going to treat it as you would a road game, which was to sit on your couch and not have buddies over? Or, even if it's not advisable, are you still planning on getting together with a group of your friends? Are you still planning on going to a restaurant or a sports bar or something like that and doing that? Where are you at? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Talk to me on the toll-free, again, AAA, Always On-Call listener line at 800-636-1067. What are you planning for tomorrow? How are you approaching? Let's start with that. We'll get into the actual football. We'll get into a Nationals walk-off win. All to come here on The Fan. A little mist, if you will. Out in some parts of the area, and everything in between. We do have a little bit of, let me see here, breaking. I just want to make sure that I am reading this correctly. From The Athletic, which is, why am I not getting, I apologize about this. Let me do this. I'm gonna save this. I'm gonna be a good radio host here, and I'm gonna say I'm struggling with technology, and it's not allowing me to access what I need, so I'm going to save it instead of being Mike Francesa on the air and going, and I am not going to do that, except make fun of the great Mike Francesa, of course, and who I guess doesn't have to do that anymore. But the point of the matter is, I'm going to save the breaking news, if you will. It's not Reds Washington football related. We will get to it, though. It is regionally related. How about that? Regionally related. And it is football related, but it's not Washington football related. How about that? Okay, so that's a tease. All right, so let's get into it right here, right now. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We are a little more than 24 hours away from the season opener. I say this every year, I feel this every year, and honestly, I don't know if I'm just being negative, if I'm being realistic, if my sense is off, I don't know. But I sense every year, more and more, that there's less buzz, less anticipation, less excitement, less hope, less enthusiasm from the fan base for the season. Now, I would also say this. I completely understand if you feel that way as a Washington football fan, because they haven't given you anything to feel good about. Nothing. And those of you that have still supported the team and gone out to FedEx Field and made the pilgrimage every Sunday, occasional Mondays, which are always a disaster, the occasional Thursday, every Sunday where you pop on the television, whether it be again at your local bar and you spend $70, $80, $90 on beer, food, whatever, and you try and have a good time, right? You try and do what Americans like to do. Have fun, right? Relax, watch your favorite football team, and you walk away bitterly disappointed, frustrated, empty, kind of more void, if you will. So I get it. I totally understand it. Totally understand it. You're never going to get me sitting here behind a microphone. You don't have to like me. You don't have to agree with me. You're never going to get me telling you, boy, you guys are bad fans for being down on the team or for not going to games. I get it. I understand all the reasons why. You have every right. You have every reason to not, quite honestly, go to games when you had a choice and to not invest your heart and emotions. I mean, they haven't earned it, quite honestly. I know they want to earn it. They haven't earned it by their actions. And it all obviously starts with the owner and the former president. And hopefully things are being done. And I think they're being done differently now. I don't know how much better they're going to be, but I know they're being done differently. Let's put it that way. Of course, being that they're being done differently, we don't have an opportunity to measure other than television ratings, right? And even television ratings, think about it, right? Tomorrow, the television ratings are probably, when they come out on Monday, you know, when Steinberg writes about the television ratings for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington football team, they're probably going to be a lot better than they were last year. Well, they should be. Duh. Nobody can go to the games. 70-plus thousand people can't be going to games. And you can't be, for the most part, I shouldn't say that. Many people are doing the right thing and avoiding being in bars and watering holes and crowded restaurants and staying at home and socially distancing. And that means they can watch on TV at home. And even though the television ratings are completely and utterly and totally and absurdly inaccurate, and they always have been and they always will be, I fully expect them to be way higher for Philadelphia, Washington tomorrow than they normally are. Way higher, like significantly higher. And everybody's going to go, well, how about that? The Washington football team is back. Everybody's excited for Ron Rivera. Nobody can go to the games. Nobody can go to bars. Nobody can go anywhere. You're all stuck to your couch. You're done. Stick a fork in you. We're all screwed. Of course the ratings are going to be higher. They should be. So don't even worry about measuring it that way in terms of comparing the relative excitement level from last year or the year before that to this. It's not even fair. It's not a fair comparison. Don't even worry about it. I mean, you take the number, you take the data, you take the whatever, and you just go. Of course you're going to watch the game, especially being that it's week one, it's a new coach, and it's a new era, and it's a new Rivera, and it's a new team for the most part, and it's, well, it is. Now, it might be the same ultimate result in the end, but at least there's going to be a little bit of hope for tomorrow, and then we'll see what happens after that. So that's all good, right? But here's the thing that I keep going back to. In years past, again, when you guys were able to go to training camp down in Richmond, maybe a practice or two back at you know, the practice facility, which is, I guess, right now called the Inova Sports Performance. It's going to be called the Inova Sports Performance Center. It's just going to be changed. The address is going to be changed to Coach Gibbs Drive. You guys have had an opportunity to see the football team either at training camp or, for sure, for preseason games. Whether you like preseason games, whether you don't like preseason games, whether you watch them fully or not, whether you really cared about them or not, you had an opportunity to see real live tackle football with the team that you root for, the team that you're associated with. And now you've had nothing, zero. You've had a bloviating loudmouth like me talk about what I've seen at practice and what J.P. Finley has seen at practice and what John Keim has seen at practice and what, you know, a couple of video clips can tell you that you've seen at practice and all the different, again, little shows that they're doing over at the headquarters have shown you that they're doing at practice, but that's not the same. That's not the same as you being able to go out to a practice or multiple practices, and it's certainly not the same as you being able to see, even on TV, your favorite football team play four preseason games so that you could say, hey, man, Cameron Curl from Arkansas, that dude is kicking ass. Yeah, I see why they like him, why they put him on the roster. Boy, James Smith Williams, that dude's got some juice. I like him. I see why they're putting him on the 53-man roster. Boy, You know, Sean Davis, man, that, he's not doing anything. What did we pay that money for? I see why they cut him. You don't have that, which sucks. In addition to not being able to go to home games, in addition to not being able to go to bars and stuff safely, you don't have that. And I again, maybe I'm a broken record at this point, but I genuinely feel bad for you guys. So what I want to tap into is that emotion, that feeling, that what are you guys feeling on this Saturday morning with a little more than 24 hours away from game time? And the fact that, you know, again, a home game is going to be played week one against a hated rival and nobody can be there. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So hopefully we'll be able to tap into your emotions. We'll get to the calls coming up here after the bottom of the hour break. I promise we're coming right to you. 800-636-1067 on the AAA Always On Call listener line. And then we'll get into the actual football and we'll meld that in. Plus we again have to get into a Nationals walk-off win, another disaster by part of the bullpen, but a very promising sign for the future of the bullpen, hopefully, if that can continue. And again, just some feel-goods from a walk-off win over the Atlanta Braves last night at Nationals Park. All right, this is a Saturday morning here on The Fan. I'm Chris Russell, flying solo. Sean Summers is back with us in our Half Street studios, and we will continue to do the show until noon. And at that point, we'll have the Nats Insider program, and then we will step aside and do some more writing and stuff that nobody wants to read. All right, we're with you on The Fan. All right, good to have you with us right here on The Fan. On a Saturday morning, would love for you to come and join us and hang out and help your pal out so he's not bloviating and talking to himself for 3 hours. Either way, I want to know what you guys are planning for tomorrow. Is it going to be just ho-hum, just sitting on the couch and watching a football game and staring into a big screen television like you would on a Tuesday night watching a movie with the fam? Is there going to be any celebration? Is there going to be anything? What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? Are you going to do the whole food deal? Are you, like, whatever it is, I want to hear from it. Or hear from you on it. All right, so here's the breaking news that we just got earlier this morning. It is September 12th. A week from now, I'll be in this chair again, September the 19th. It'll be my birthday. I don't count birthdays. I'm getting really freaking old and really close to 50. Disgustingly close to 50. However, Virginia and Virginia Tech were supposed to play on September 19th to start their college football seasons. However, that game has now been canceled or delayed or postponed because of a spike in COVID-19 cases in the Virginia Tech Hokies program, the team said this morning. The game was scheduled for a 7:30 Eastern time kickoff on ABC, set to be the season opener again for both teams. Virginia Tech's original season opener against NC State was supposed to be today, and it was moved from today to September 26th because of a cluster of COVID-19 cases within the NC State athletic department. So a new date for this game, Virginia-Virginia Tech, has not been announced. Usually it's the final regular season game for both teams. I guess it's a possibility that they could play it, according to The Athletic, on December 12th because there is a contingency weekend and the conference, the ACC, which is playing, obviously, put, a contingency weekend in place. I guess they're not going to do their ACC title game then, or have a set date right now because they realize that they have to have some flexibility. They don't have an off week for the rest of the regular season, meaning now that this game is canceled next week, Virginia's lone bye is September 26th. Again, Virginia Tech moved their game today, NC State, that was scheduled originally from the 12th to the 26th. So that knocks off that possibility of meeting with Virginia on the 26th when Virginia is scheduled to be off. So if I'm understanding this correctly, Virginia now with next week's game canceled and obviously no game this week and a scheduled bye for September 26th, they won't have a game until October. Now, I don't know about you, but it would seem to me like there's something, you know, that can be done here to figure this out, moving schedules around somehow so that you don't have to have a bye on top of all these cancellations. I don't think you can play Virginia Tech, Virginia, but maybe you can figure out another game that moves into that. I don't know. That's for people that make a lot more money and have a lot more brain power than I do. But here's what I know. We don't have Virginia Tech, Virginia next Saturday night, as we were kind of hoping, planning, thinking, and looking forward to, maybe. So that kind of sucks. All right, so you have that. Also, two Giants, San Francisco Giants and Padres games were canceled because of a positive COVID-19 test. Games for last night and tonight postponed after a member of the San Francisco organization tested positive, according to Major League Baseball. That was announced right after a scheduled 9:10 Eastern time start last night. And then 20 minutes later, the teams announced it. And again, they're saying Saturday's game, abundance of caution. And we'll see about Sunday's game. Here's the bottom line. We've seen generally when this stuff happens, it's not just one or two games, it's three or four and sometimes more type games. So hopefully those two teams can get back on the field. All things considered, right? I mean, here we are, week one of the NFL. It's already started. We made it. And the NFL, which I had zero confidence in. I'm just going to be honest with you. I had zero confidence we were going to make it out of training camp. And I was wrong. So I'll take my hit on that. I was wrong. I admit I was wrong. Kudos to Raj, the teams, the players union. I was wrong. I did not think they would have the self-discipline to stay. Now, I would also add this, and some people have mentioned this week, but, and I mentioned it on my show the other night, and Sean was with me the other night as well. So maybe Sean remembers, but maybe not. I think I mentioned it. Maybe I did in another interview, but I'm pretty sure I mentioned it on this show on Wednesday night. I now worry more about the NFL now that we're switching into regular season mode. And you might say, Chris, what are you talking about? That's dumb. No. NFL players have a ton more time, free time on their hands and money. Now that it's the regular season. So let me give you for instance, right? We all understand that NFL contracts, they get paid per game, you know, like you get paid in the regular season. You don't get paid in training camp. Now, obviously, they give them a stipend. They take, you know, they don't have to worry about where they're going to live. They don't have to worry about food or anything like that. And obviously, those players that signed contracts with guaranteed money, they got guaranteed money, and all contracts have some guaranteed money. It's just a matter of how much, right? So nobody should feel bad for them, and nobody should say, oh, now they finally have money. But now they get extra money. Now they get their game checks. And more importantly, and this is very important, now they have extra time. You know why? Because now that it's the regular season, they're not at the facility for, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours, which they would be for a normal training camp. They're not on Zoom meetings every night at 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Sure, the night before a game, tonight at the hotel, absolutely. They'll be in meetings. But on a Friday night, in Ashburn last night. Regular season schedule. You know what they're not doing? They're not in meetings. Now, that may not be a big deal to you, but it is a concern to me. It's a reasonable, rational concern. Friday night, young man, money, in Ashburn, Virginia, might get the itch to do something stupid. Go out to a club. Go out to a bar. Go out and hang out with a bunch of his boys. Go out, drink. We've always had the opportunity to do stupid things, and many players have done plenty of things that y'all don't hear about, that we don't hear about, and that's cool. That's fine. I don't want to imprison anybody. I want everybody to be able to live their lives. But more than ever now, it is more dangerous than ever. It is more crucial and more important than ever that you stay the bleep home and that you do what you do inside your home safely. And if that means a bunch of your boys coming over, you wear freaking masks inside, people. Or you wear masks outside, people. If you don't know where they've been, you should be wearing masks around them. Period. Period. So with the extra free time that they now have, because again, they're not in meetings every night like they were during training camp, I do worry about that. And I'm sorry to be the bearer of, you know, harbinger of doom, bearer of bad news, whatever you want to call me, but that's just the honest to God truth. I mean, I know the NFL calendar. And I guarantee you, if you asked Ron Rivera, if you asked Jason Wright, they'd probably worry about the same thing. Because they can control these players when they're in the facility. And they can track them on their little tracking device. And when they're on the road next week in Arizona, when they go out on Friday, you know, they won't be able to just have the freedom that they normally do. They'll have to be wearing their GPS tracker. But the bottom line is they can't control them last night. They can control them tonight. They can't control them last night. They can't control them on a typical Thursday night. You know, if they want to go out and watch the Thursday night game with a bunch of their fellas and go have a couple of beers and a dinner, you know, at DC Prime or wherever, or if they want to go into the city and go to a nightclub, they can't control that. They can't keep these guys in a bubble like the NHL and NBA and WNBA and baseball is planning on doing for the postseason and so on and so forth. So just because we made it to this point doesn't mean we're going to make it without breakouts and without problems. And I would also tell you this. I'd be really disappointed if something happens within the Washington organization because they should have enough respect for their head coach who's got cancer that they are really thinking hard about what they're doing and how they're doing it. Really thinking hard. Because that guy's resistance and ability to fight off things that a normal guy can do, that Ron Rivera normally can do, is not the same. And I'm not trying to play a doctor, and I'm not trying to be, again, you know, somebody that's just telling you stuff that I don't know. I'm using common sense. I'm not trying to speak as a doctor. I'm using common sense. He has cancer. His resistance, his ability to fight off other things is lower than normal. I think that all makes sense, right? And I know for a fact that there's a heavy fine if you are on the facility grounds and you are not wearing your mask. Heavy fine. But it goes beyond that. You have to be more diligent when you're not at work. And make no mistake about it, the NFL is work. On a Friday night, you can't go into D.C. and hang out with the fellas at a nightclub. You can't do it. It's dumb. It's not right. It's stupid. Be unselfish. Think about somebody other than you. Think about your head coach. Hopefully, we won't have problems. But I think everybody that's celebrating, boo, man, we made it. Oh, football. Oh, there's no turning back now. We're rocking and rolling to week 17 and all the way to February in the Super Bowl. I'd be surprised if you don't see, I don't know if you'll see a mass spread, but if you see a pop-up here, there, and more than just a sprinkling, because now guys have money and they have a lot more time than they did during training camp. And sure, they're getting tested and all that stuff, but they have time and money, extra money that they didn't have to go and do things with. So that's what I worry about. All right. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. AAA always on call listener line is the way you can hop aboard if you want to talk about how you're going to do game one, week one at home. Any other way, please let us know. If you're not going to be watching the game for whatever reason, maybe you're not a big fan of how the NFL is handling the Black Lives Matter movement. If you still consider, I guess, the anthem protest a protest as opposed to a symbol of unity, you know, you want to talk about that. You want to go into that. Okay. I mean, I guess as long as we don't make it too political, I understand people are frustrated by that. I don't think you should be. I think you should just ignore it if you don't like it and just move on and watch the football game, period. You don't have to watch it. But if you want to talk about it, we're here for you. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on the Fan. All right, 954 on the Fan, 800-636-1067. Let's get right out to our buddy Chris in Hyattsville, who is probably calling to pick at me about something about using too many words or something like that on a talk show that I have to do by myself.
No,
hi, Chris. How are you?
Rooster, you've been pissy today by Rooster standards.
I've been pissy?
Pissy. P-I-T-H-Y. It's a word.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What does that mean? I'm dumb.
It means selective of your vocabulary.
Oh, okay. Wow, you learn something new every day. How about that?
I really don't have any reason to bust your chops today. I actually agree with you. I do think, number one, I don't, you know, personal behavior aside, you can always, there's always issues about players' personal conduct that
right.
are a challenge, and that no league is immune from that, right?
But you understand my point is that it's more dangerous. Like, I totally agree with you, but it's more dangerous than ever to be a boy and to go to a nightclub in D.C. And to hang out with your boys on a Friday night this year than it was last year, correct? I mean, I guess that's my overall point.
Of course, but a couple of things, right? So, number one, the regular season is problematic because football players have more downtime than any other sport, right?
Correct.
They have one game a week. They go home every night. They have, correct. Like you said, freedom to do whatever they want. The other thing, though, is they're going to start traveling, right, together in tight spaces and buses and airplanes together for long extended periods inside, and they'll be coming in contact with people in the travel industry who, you know, are exposed at a higher rate. So that's a concern. But
could I just add, and then I'll let you finish up. I talked to somebody last night involved in that process, and you know, first of all, the NFL is lowering the amount of traveling party people significantly, and they have already. I mean, they started at like 85, now they're down to like 80, and it might even go lower by next week when Washington travels to Arizona. And obviously, everybody gets screened and continuously monitored, and they're not bringing like the radio crew, like D'Angelo and Julie and Bram. They're not traveling. All the marketing people, all the sponsors that I used to travel with, none of those people are going.
But there are other people that are not part of the team that are part of the travel. You know, there's the flight crew, there's management staff, and so on, and all that. Okay, so anyway, but that's not really my point. Those are the same things for all people in this society. I don't really believe what the NFL is saying about their test results. And I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat. I'm just saying this league does not have a reputation of being forthcoming with the truth. Especially when they have news that would adversely affect either their sport, the ability of the players to play, look, this is a league that covered up CTE and the effects of concussions
right.
for decades. right? This is the same league.
But you're saying this is a hunch?
Wait, I'm
just trying to clarify. Is this a hunch based on solely the past, or have you read something that there's something nefarious at play?
I'm not going to be shocked if a story comes out a couple weeks from now players had tested positive, but you know, they were asked not to say anything, or they were put on the injured list with some kind of phony injury.
I got you.
Because this is a couple things about the league. One, it's the weakest players union of all the sports,
mm-hmm.
right? Players don't get paid unless they make the team.
Yes.
And play, right? So
correct.
If you're told, hey, you've tested positive, but you can't say anything, otherwise we're going to cut you, and you're, you know, a third string defensive back who only makes, you know, $300,000 or $500,000 a year, you're going to keep your mouth shut. Because this league also has a reputation of blackballing players, whether it be for bad reasons or good reasons. I mean, they blackballed Ray Rice. He never got another chance. They blackballed Colin Kaepernick. You know, both, I mean, for completely different situations there. But this league has a history of shunning players and essentially, you know, what they call, what's the phrase, when you quiet people in like a whistleblower situation. Hushing people.
Yeah. I know what you're getting at.
There's a chilling effect that the NFL has by, you know, telling players don't say bad things about the league, or you're not going to be in this league very long. So look, I
understand where you're going with this. I mean, I can't say I know that's going to happen or is happening. I don't think you're saying that as well. But I know where you're going. I know where you're going with this. Absolutely.
And I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised. And mathematically, there are way more people on these teams. And the fact that they've had so few positive responses just does not match what's going on in the rest of society. I mean, you just mentioned that a game at college level is being postponed because multiple players have contracted
it. Right.
How are they so different from the NFL?
How many programs in college football have been rocked? I mean, leagues that have been conferences that have been shut down because they cannot control it. And yet the NFL, now the NFL has more resources, granted, but for God's sakes, I mean, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. I don't know if there's any conspiracy here or anything like that, but to your overall point, the NFL is a very, very shield conscientious society. And it is it is kind of a closed door society, right? And if you're right, if bad PR, because you know that if there was some sort of breakout on one team, like there was with the Marlins or the Cardinals or whatever, the national media would just be relentless in hammering Goodell and the Shield and the league, and it would just be awful. So I don't want to say they are, but it wouldn't surprise either one of us, I guess, is the summation.
Exactly. I'm not making the accusation. I'm just saying this league does not have a lot of credibility with me.
And that's part of the reason why I didn't think they would make it through training camp. A, because of that, and B, because I don't think they're very smart, quite honestly, at the league and the team level. Yet somehow, some way, maybe there's reasons for it. They have. I guess we'll find out in a couple of weeks if something happens. Chris, I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, as always.
Glad that you didn't have any bones to pick with me today. All right. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. That's your toll free number on the AAA Always On Call listener line. End of hour number one. Hour number two and three still to come. If you're tired of me already, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We have plenty of football to get into. We'll get into actually the matchups, a Nationals walk-off win, and everything else. It's me and you on the radio, 800-636-1067 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.